Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Something that does impact the Royals as well is the comments from Clark Hunt. And it's the first time we've heard from either owner since the vote failed to extend a 3/8 cent sales tax in Jackson County earlier in April. And I think, Bink, he said a lot of the quiet stuff out loud, like stuff that you're like, okay, well, yeah, we were already all saying it. The public was saying it, but you hadn't heard it from a team. And that starts with the fact that both teams are going to approach this separately.
John Sherman and I had a conversation following the vote, and he let me know that they were going to be working on other options as well. And I really think at this point it makes sense for both of us to work independently. There's certainly nothing to preclude us coming back and doing something together, but he also feels the sense of urgency, and I know he's eager to try to find a long-term solution, which we are as well.
And that fits everything we've heard since the vote, right? That the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quinn Lucas, had already met with John Sherman, and the city manager had already come out in an interview and said essentially that the Royals were kind of going to work on their own with the city. This makes sense. Separate each other from the leases anyway. That part wasn't groundbreaking, except it's the first time one of the teams had publicly acknowledged it. And it makes the most sense. If you're the Chiefs and the Royals, you have to go find the best deal possible. And I still think that will be in the Kansas City Metro for each one of them. And I don't know how realistic it still is for the one county, Jackson County, to support both. I just don't. And with that, the biggest bit of information we got was also what everybody had speculated about, which was where the Chiefs could go, but more importantly, that all of a sudden renovations may not be the priority.
When we started on this process 3 years ago, it felt like we had a very long time, a long runway with about 9.5 years left on our lease. We're now down to 6.5. And so I do feel very much of a sense of urgency, and we will approach it from a broader perspective going forward, because time is short for us at this point, and so we need to see what other options are out there for us.
And basically saying, hey, you know, the clock is ticking a little bit here, and didn't completely rule out renovations, but that isn't the number one plan, is what I kind of got from the entire press conference that he had on, I guess it would have been Saturday.
You have to rethink things if the renovation fails as big as it did, and it makes sense that they separate themselves between the two teams, because rarely do teams, you know, go together on some kind of initiative. I think people are at different places with both teams now. Throw out something that's good. But to me, it goes back to Mark Donovan, you know, talking about that area of development and how you can't really develop it, because that would be something the Chiefs would want, man. Chiefs Village, you know, and people going. And that's a huge thing. That's to say, well, you know, we'll make another parking lot or whatever. Well, the original plans were, remember, is going to be a hotel there, a Chiefs hotel. They could eventually, they'd maybe move training camp back here. They'd have the bars, the restaurants, the Chiefs Village. But when all that's kind of scrapped, they want that, because they've been enamored by SoFi and the area around the stadium and all that. They want that, and it makes sense. But once you mention this, once you open Pandora's box it's hard to put that back in there. And people were warned, man. It was blank around and find out. You know, you could have kept the teams, but now you didn't franchise tag them. You had a chance to franchise both the Royals and Chiefs, decided not to do it, so they're going to look at other options. But now everything becomes available. And to me, one of the most attractive things is the area, too, around the stadium, because that's where things are going. That's where things are going. If you're saying that the area of development can't go anymore, it's stale where the current stadium is, yeah, they were going to try to keep it and do the renovation, but it does make sense now to look at other things. Again, this team that's won the Super Bowl 3 of the last 5 years, they're going to win some new digs.
Clark Hunt also talked about the options looking at, including a potential dome stadium.
I wouldn't say anything's changed in the last 2 or 3 weeks. We were obviously very focused on Arrowhead, and as I mentioned earlier, it's a special place for our fan base. And I believe it could be a special place for our fan base for another 25 years with the right renovation. But we're just going to have to be open-minded in how we approach this. And that may involve a new stadium. And it could be an open-air stadium or it could be a dome stadium.
It's the first time that first time I have heard Clark Hunt publicly acknowledge the option being a new stadium, and one that is either open air or a dome. Hopefully when he says that, he's talking about a retractable roof, not an actual dome. I think that would be a mistake if it ever got to the point where they were going to truly build a new stadium. Do you think there's any scenario where if they don't renovate that and there's a new stadium, that it's the new stadium path is only Kansas, right? If assuming they stay in the metro.
I think so. And the retractable roof makes a ton of sense because the Chiefs have really gotten to this Chiefs event type thing. I mean, it's really become a big deal with the concerts.
Year-round concerts.
The year-round concerts, the tractor pulls. The events that they have at Arrowhead has been big. Do I think they could eventually lure like a kickoff classic type game like they had way back when Iowa State played Florida State and had Eddie Robinson like kickoff classic?
Yeah.
You could do that. I mean, that's feasible to do here. You're not going to get a bowl game, even though, you know, we've seen them in Fenway now and in New York, so they have played in cold weather cities. But the bottom line is it becomes all more attractive. And it's like that Jerry Jones mind of thinking, hey, we can get this event here, we can get this event here. But I think the Chiefs are really locked into this Chiefs event thing that goes on, too.
Well,
and obviously having
the
roof,
too.
You open yourself up for the Final Four and everything else. So retractable roof makes a ton of sense.
Well, that's when the renovation plan came out, even before the rendering, which everybody was not happy with, right? Nobody was impressed by the rendering for the renovation that came out. I still don't get the idea. Now you're starting to hear publicly the organization seemingly shift a little bit more towards, hey, a new stadium than a renovation. It just didn't make sense to renovate, and it still doesn't, a stadium for only 25 more years, one that by the time that's over will be getting close to, 90 years old, if not older than that, because it's what, going to be approaching 60 by the time?
Third oldest in the NFL.
Right.
Behind Soldier, which is going to be getting a new one. So it's soon to be the second oldest.
But if you're going to build a new stadium, I think it would be a mistake not to do a retractable roof for the reason you brought up, the ability to have the year-round concerts. I want a Final Four back in Kansas City, and the only way that happens is if you have a retractable roof. I still think if you're guessing on what's going to happen, I'm not concerned about either team leaving the KC Metro. I still think we're another failed vote away from that. Now, you tell me that it requires a vote for the Royals in Jackson County for a downtown ballpark again, and it's a public vote and it fails again, well, then everything at that point, in terms of not even staying in the Metro, becomes real. But I still believe both teams are staying in the Kansas City area. The Chiefs seem very likely that, you know, if they're going to get a new stadium, would have to probably come from the Kansas side.
Just
from
the next financing. Renderings will wow people because they obviously it's underwhelming.
Stadium,
they would come out with something that I think would be like, whoa.
Well, if it's
look at this. It would be more of a wow factor, clearly, than the first time around.
If it's a new stadium for the Chiefs, I don't know how the new renderings wouldn't be.
Wow factor. The Chicago thing, there's like one place to park out the new shed, but everybody was blown away with that stadium there in the lakefront. I think the wow factor would be there.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.